You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, a cardiologist from Texas, been on the show with us before, Dr. Fahmy Farah, to talk about a little different angle when it comes to this coronavirus and the vaccine. Doctor, welcome back in. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, see, last hour we were talking to an etiquette expert on whether or not it's cool to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated. And the majority of people said, yeah, that's not a problem. Some people said, no, it's, you know, none of your business. And it's amazing that 75% of people that are the unvaccinated said, yes, that's very offensive. Don't ask. You're a medical professional, doctor. Are you vaccinated?
I am, yes.
Okay, so am I. Did you find that rude that I asked you that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what's happening with medical professionals. You know, I've been vaccinated. I tell people that I would recommend for you to get the vaccine. I don't say you're an idiot if you don't. I'm not saying that you don't have the right to make up your own decision. I don't agree with government knocking on your door with needles saying, hey, show me your papers or you're going to get the needle. I don't go along with that. But I'd like, you know, if somebody asks me about it, I'm going to say, yeah, I think you ought to get the vaccine. I think you're better off getting it than not getting it and contracting coronavirus. But with that said, I also say, don't go to Dr. Google or don't go on social media to get your data to make the decision. Talk to your own healthcare provider. Well, if the healthcare industry and the professionals in the medical fields are all saying, yes, the vaccine works, we need to get this to stop the spread, why is there so many healthcare workers, especially, let's talk about California, that have opted not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, this data is, you know, obviously concerning when there are so many healthcare workers choosing not to get vaccinated. I think that a lot of them that I've spoken to personally, I just got the same answer that I typically get from non-healthcare workers, which is, we just don't know what's going to happen. It just hasn't been around for long enough. And I just want to wait it out until I get more data. And this is a general idea, general, you know, explanation that I get when I talk to people who are not vaccinating.
So, but when you're a healthcare worker, same response? I mean, we're all human, obviously, but you would think that the healthcare industry would have more knowledge about it and understand it more than the average Joe. So is that another reason that people would say, well, look, you know, you see in California, 40% of those healthcare workers, they're not even getting vaccinated. So if they're not going to do it, why should I do it? I mean, they're the leaders in the field here. Is this creating more problems?
Possibly, although I don't know that, you know, the general public knows, or at least up until now, they knew the statistics of how many healthcare workers were unvaccinated. But yes, it is concerning. You know, I think you would agree that as healthcare professionals, we ought to know we are right there in the forefront of what's happening. We've seen the devastation it has caused and it's capable of causing again. And we know the signs behind the vaccination. So far, we have lots of data since the beginning of administering the vaccination. And so far, we have very good data. So I personally, I do not think that that should be the sentiment from anybody, particularly the healthcare providers. I do believe that it's important to vaccinate. I think that's one of the key methods that's going to take us out of this pandemic is to vaccinate. So my encouragement to both healthcare workers as well as everybody else who is eligible to get the vaccine should vaccinate.
Should hospitals mandate that the shot is a condition of employment?
Many hospitals are throughout the nation. I know here in Texas, the hospital where I go, they have already mandated it. And I don't see a problem with it just because, you know, in every hospital, to get privilege and to maintain your privilege, you do have to provide proof of several vaccinations. Your immunization record is a very important aspect of obtaining and maintaining privilege. I'm going to choose the flu vaccine as an example. Every year, we have to provide proof by a certain deadline that we have received the flu vaccine. And if for some reason we do not, we have to provide proof as to why we did not. Is there a medical condition that's preventing us from getting it? So the reason for that is because as healthcare professionals, we take care of patients in the hospital. And every year our hospitals, our ICUs, they fill up with flu patients. So by doing so, the hospitals, this is a method for them to protect their employees, but also the patients the employees are serving. And as that example, the mandating vaccination for COVID-19 is no different from mandating immunization for other types of viruses.
Right. All right. Dr. Fahmy Farah, thank you for the insight this morning. I appreciate you.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.